Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? This is so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Girl, you must understand. I could never be a man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Get you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, she's sitting it slow. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber, fixing this leaky. Put it in a hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the law, cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going, her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just
California, trying to find out where he at. Actually, I know he was on his way to Kentucky, but you know, this is just a little quick show. Tour or not to Tour Tuesday. Then go ahead and get Miss Computer Lady up in here. Miss Computer Lady, oh, and now real big Ohio in the building. What happened? Oh, let me get my little music on. There we go. Miss Computer Lady, what's up?
Hey there, Smelly. What's up? How you doing, babe?
Surprised to see you here. You know, DA on right now, so yeah, now.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, I support him, too, but I said I want to make sure I stop by and show love. Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday. It was quite, quite a busy one, but I said I want to make sure I at least came today. And I also said, I didn't know what it was about, so I said, but at least let me come show love.
You know me. You know me. I had to address the old deadbeat parents, you know.
Yeah.
And make a little address on that issue. And, you know, it was kind of crazy because lately, you know, teens and kids and teens been dying, you know what I'm saying, from committing suicide, doing all this old crazy stuff.
I know.
And you know, so it hit right here at home. And and it also hit at homeboy. When I called my homeboy and thought I was telling him something new, you know what I'm saying? He was like, shit, man, I'm going through the same thing. I'm like, well, damn. You know, he got a 16-year-old. So I'm like, well, damn. So, you know, it is a pressing issue. And, you know, so I thought I'd give a little light on it, only, you know, quick 30 minutes
right.
of light. But, you know, we gave it some shine. We gave it some addressing. So, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on in your part of the world?
Nothing much. I'm going to have to do some editing, and I'm going to rebroadcast it. I had the opportunity to be at the Be Seen, Be Heard 2011 event up in Detroit, Michigan this past Saturday.
All right, what's that?
Oh, that's wonderful. It's an event where they bring in what they call A&R, artists and repertoire representatives from different record companies, like from Epic and Interscope and all of that. And the local artist in Detroit, he also has his organization, Warren Griffith Jr., called Put a Star in the Sky, give young artists and those who want to be recording artists a forum, like a town hall meeting, to let them know what really happens in the record industry, what to look out for.
Yeah, what? That's what happens, you get whooped.
And the archive of that is on my page, so you know, if anybody wants to check it out. The audio might not be too good because where it was held, I mean, it's a nice place, the Northwest Activity Center up in Detroit. You know how the sound and the acoustics can be, and sometimes, you know, the recording might not come out the best. But I'm glad it came out, and I gotta, you know, do some things I can tweet here and there. But I'm very proud of it, I must say. And even I learned some stuff too. I was like, wow.
What I'm trying to figure out though is how many independent artists did you see there?
At this particular event, I would say that there were like between 30 and 50 that attended this particular event. It was a 2-day event.
So it was a few that attended.
And this is not the first time. I mean, they've held this event before in places like New York and LA and Atlanta and all of that. And they've had even like, you know, the well-known entertainers even be a part of it, Jay-Z and Beyonce and Diddy and
Losers. Motherfucker ain't gonna come and tell you no secrets to get in and where they at. Especially not from P. Diddy, the way he be whooping independent artists and all that, making a fake band crap and all that he be doing. Man, what the hell? If the artist ain't out there selling any kind of unit on their own, it don't matter what A&R means you go to, what this meeting you go to or that meeting you go to. If you're not selling your own unit, you're useless to any one of those venues.
Right, and actually they had said that because that was one of the questions a couple of the indie artists and those who were thinking about becoming artists.
That is not a question. Not to cut you off, but that is just not a question. That is mandatory.
Of course, that's mandatory.
Before you even start talking about thinking about getting signed to a record label, or thinking about pursuing big name shows and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, but these artists they watch BET, FTV, VH1, and all this crap, and then they get the cosmetic, view of it. But they don't get the real grind view of it, the real behind the scenes, the work that it took, the P. Diddy dancing in some MC Hammer pants and serving coffee before he got to where he at. Jay-Z being the bitch boy for Jazzy, whatever the dude name was back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Before he, Tupac being a dancer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For Humpty Hump and all them boys back in the days. You see what I'm saying? These dudes just, and these females, and everybody just didn't become a star. You know, they had to sell units. And then from them selling units, the units sold themselves. And people started to recognize them for the ability, well, we see you can do other things. But, you
right,
know, you can't ask.
Was...
You...
No, you go ahead.
What was that? No, I'm just saying, but you can't ask the average artist, the average independent artist, you can't ask them how many units have you sold this month. And then
right,
to give you a true answer.
But you'd be surprised how many don't know what you just said. Yeah, you got to make heads and ways and everything. I'm having trouble getting into your chat room. But anyway, that was one of the things one of the representatives said, because actually that was formulated in a question. If you want to make it in this industry and you're an indie artist, we need to know you got to get yourself out there. You have to have it where we recognize and we can go to a site, go to your MySpace, Reverb Nation, especially iTunes. The focus really these days, they said in the industry, is how many iTunes units have you sold since it's so
right.
digital?
Online,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Online. Oh, yeah, they said they have to, because that's where the attention is. And, you know, they gave their views on, you know, internet radio versus commercial radio. You know, those who want to, they can listen to the archive of Guy and that, and that's one to, you know, really get into. But the thing also during this that I've learned is this. I'm surprised how open they were about some subject matters.
Hmm.
You know, at this, because usually some of the stuff they said they wouldn't, you know, normally say. But, you know, I'm glad they did. And they held it as a two-day event because, you know, you had to pay. You know, that was a requirement. But if you want to... You know,
I mean, to pay for some real
performance of what? Well, I mean, hey, that's an industry.
No, that's why I hate going to events, and I don't pay
like
this money or artists don't pay their money, and then you get these record execs and they have all these old stupid people to sit there, and they don't what questions y'all got? What question? No, damn all that. You should be filling everything in, and then. You know, let the questions come as they may. But most of these dudes, they sit there and just sit. Like, they don't know, you know, like you got to ask them a question. I shouldn't have to ask you a question. You tell me how the hell to get to where the hell you at. First thing should come out your mouth is selling units.
Oh, no, they said that. This was during the town hall part. Now, the part where any of them had the one-on-one, now, I wasn't privy to that part of it. Because, you know, they had their, you know, their rules and regulations as far as that, you know, that was no problem. But at the same time, I mean, I was able to, although I couldn't go inside, I was able to hear, like, you know, some of the convo that was going on in the midst of that. And the one thing that's particular I've learned there, man, if you don't come with your A++ game, if you don't come on time, they ain't going to try to see you a second time because they had scheduled someone to see, I think, like someone. I don't know if they showed up on time, but if you don't show up on time, you don't come back when you're supposed to, you ain't going to be seen, not even the next day.
Well, that to me is like an artist. And I had a friend of mine named Miss Buffy, call herself Miss Buffy. She do call fucking A&R seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for independent artists to come and really, you know, she bring different cats from the industry and they supposed to tell you, you know, and these are I don't know, have direct personal, like, set on the panel.
Yeah, the decision makers.
And they sit there and they don't say nothing, though. You know, everything that I'm regurgitating, you know, needed to be said, but they don't sit there and tell you that, though. You know what I'm saying? They don't even come... And say units. They don't even say units. You know what I'm saying? They'll come and give you some wind smoke up your ass. But they ain't finna tell you the truth. Like, you know, because everybody's trying to save an artist for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Well, come and talk to me, and I'll give you this information. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just going in and putting it out there and stop trying to sell yourself at the A&R meetings and stuff. You know, that's what I run into.
Right. Well, I have to admit, these guys here that... came to the event, they said the word units and everything.
Yeah.
So they put
that would be a good question. of touring. That was, 'cause see, that's my whole thing today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is the tour or not the tour? You know what I'm saying? But you can't tour.
Yeah, I saw that.
Without any kind of units anywhere, or you know what I'm saying, or without any kind of performances in the club, you know, it, that just don't make no sense. Or somebody has to hear something. But now, one thing that kind of made me mad, though,
mm-hmm.
when this was just recently with my artist, Jandu. Now, she mm-hmm. got some booking agent or whatever company, somebody that want to end up doing some shows for her. Okay, so
oh,
they
I'm
did.
On.
Oh, okay. Yeah, shout out to Jamie, you know what I'm saying? Jaime Garcia up in there, you know what I'm saying, doing a real bit. And so what ended up happening, you know, she called me, like, well, she didn't call me, she came up to me, and she was like, mm-hmm. Smell, I really need you to do me a favor. I really need you to take that stuff off the website. And I'm like, take what stuff off what website? What you talking about? The weed, and stuff. The weed, take the weed. What weed is you talking about? These people that supposed to be getting her show have gone through, because she don't have no websites that she personally set up since 2002. I've done all her online work.
You've been pushing her. I'll say that.
Everything
right.
From emails
everything.
To websites to everything. So they go to look up information on her. All her
mm-hmm.
information is me. These fools going to sit up here and talk about, well, he needs to remove all of the weed pictures of marijuana and the backgrounds that I got of marijuana.
I can see where she's coming from.
And I'm
I know what you're saying, believe me.
But this is what I had to tell her first, because I understood that.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, they're not contacting me and asking me that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not affiliated with them, and I'm not getting a job offer by them. And the information that I've put out since 2002, you're talking about over 9 years worth of work that you're sitting here just asking me, like, to overnight go back and take off, you know what I'm saying, in reverse. I said it's not that easy. You know, I said that's my personal stuff, though. You know, I can understand if it was your YouTube that I set up that has nothing to do, your MySpaces, which have nothing to do with Herb or anything else. You know what I'm saying? None of her stuff has any of that on it. Yeah, when you go to my pages,
mm-hmm.
my pages have that. But I'm a DJ with my own entertainment company. So
right.
I'm not even talking to you on the phone or trying to deal with you in any kind of business form. So I don't see how you make letting that be a hindrance for you to get her a show at a local establishment. Just because you went online and seen on my information, through my information. That's like all the artists, Goofy Bone, and everybody else coming back saying, hey, Smell, well, these dudes want to book me a job in Washington, but they say they don't like the way your website looks because it's got, you know, the Make Weed Legal sign on it. So you need to take that
right.
off so I can get the job.
And women in some very precarious positions and all of that. Right. That's
you
true.
See what I'm saying? So I'm
now,
like, what?
She was really passing on the message that whoever talked with her, because according to them, whatever is on her page is not a good look. And if you want to, and I guess they're saying to her, if you want to get booked for this show, that show, at this venue, at that venue, this is what has to happen to your page. So whoever had done your page, or if you did it, you need to make some changes on it ASAP. Because it's not
what
look, you know,
that's
PR
what I'm
and
saying,
all that.
Though, on her pages, it don't have nothing. You know,
mm-hmm.
but, of course, you know, with now tagging and all that kind of stuff, all you got to do is click on a name, and it's going to take you to, you know what I'm saying, or you Google Jandu, and DJ Smell So Good is going to come up. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm the one that created pages, period. So, yeah, I link every single page up to every single other page. You see what
right.
I'm saying? So it's not that they going. It's not that they going on her three websites because that's all she got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She has. Then she when you click on it, it'll go into my YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
and then from my YouTube channel, it goes into my 10,000 MySpaces that I just set up because they free. Then it jumps into all this other kind of stuff, and I'm like, but that's a reflection of me, and I ain't talking
mm-hmm.
to these people. I'm not doing no business with these people.
Right.
And you ain't signed to me. You know what I'm saying? You're not signed to me. We don't have no kind of contract together. I'm just another DJ or another promoter that's helping to put your music out.
Right.
And at the same time, I have an image linked up with it. But that's not a direct representation, you know, of our business relationship. So that shouldn't be no hindrance upon you getting no damn paid gig at no for you to perform anywhere. That's all I'm saying. It's not the problem of what she was saying, but it is like how these people, you know what I'm saying, are trying to run another person's business. You can't run another person's business. I'm doing the same thing you're doing. I just don't want to sign artists. You want to sign artists and put them out there, but I can't go to your website and be like, oh, well, you got a gay artist on your webpage, and so I don't want to deal with you unless you take the gay artist off your website, because I don't deal with gay people.
But you see, a lot of people don't understand, too, and that's one of the things they said, this thing, and for anybody who's going to listen to this archive, I wasn't trying to take over, so I want to make my apologies. I don't know what the reason was. Goofy didn't show up yet. But believe it or not, when it comes to whether to tour or not to tour, these are some of the elements that is talked about when it comes to music tours and all that. So it's, you know, in relation to all of this. But anyway, and you might as well talk about contracting too, because before anything, and one of the things I learned, especially with some of these artists, I love them, I said, And I found out, because, hey, I'm a business person, you know, you're doing business. You got to think that way. That was one of the things that was said, to be seen, be heard. You got to be about business. Because if you not, and which goes back to what happened, was there any contract signed? Was there any verbal agreement, whatever? Just because there's a verbal agreement doesn't necessarily mean it's kosher.
Yeah.
Before you get started on anything, any note one from your voice, any note one from whatever instrument or whatever the case may be, you better make sure all the P's, Q's, I's, T's, dot, cross are straight or whatever the case may be. And what they said at the BCB Heard is the split sheet. That means before, they say it's best to do it ahead of time, but sometimes it's done right after the recording of the single, whatever is done. If you get everything straight, on, okay, you wrote the song, you get this percentage, you're singing this part of the song, you get that percentage, okay, I'm doing the hook on this part of the song, or I'm going to add this instrumentation on that part of the song, you're going to get that percentage, or whatever. You know, get that straight on paper and get that done, because if you don't, you're not going to get paid.
Right. Well, see, that was that was my thing. That's what I told her. I was like, you know, what I've done for you, I don't have no paperwork, and you ain't signed to me, so you ain't paid me for doing none of that. Now, my intention is if you do, you know what I'm saying, make it to some point where you get some kind of celebrity status, man, yeah, I do feel you should just break me off just on the GP of what I've done.
I mean,
over
some,
the past
some,
9 years.
Some type of appreciation. I mean, my goodness.
You know?
I mean, you helped her. And we're not saying anything against Janu, we love you. It's just talking.
She would have to call.
I know. I mean, I love you, baby. But you know, she would have to call in to say what she got to say. What we're saying is this: if it ain't in, what my father told me when I first got into business, and this is something a lot of people should take heart into, and especially you indie artists and who whatever business. Whoever you are going to be in. If it ain't in black and white, it ain't.
Right. Yeah. But now, you know, in defense of it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it, she was like, well, you know, you need to change up your image for you. And that could be a reason why you're not getting as many jobs as you
that
might
could
be thinking. So I was like, saying it that way. I immediately went and started, and I took all the weed stuff off because you came at me in a different light. You see what I'm saying? The way she initially came at me was like, I'm finna start working for these people, or they offer me a job, and that's why I need to do that. That's not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Because you were accepting of what all the work that I was doing before these cats came along, and you was getting jobs and everything before these cats came along for Rick Ross, Trick Daddy. And all these big name artists way before these dudes came along. So the only thing they need to do is see that you have a presence on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That is the main thing. Like, damn, she everywhere. Whoever this smell so good dude is, he got her everywhere. That's what you should be saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, damn, I want to meet this dude because this dude got you all out of here. Who is this dude? That's
mm-hmm.
the first thing that came out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Well, who is this dude?
Mm-hmm. Because anybody who would have done the research, right, anybody who would have done the research on anybody, and that's another thing the A&R rep said, because if they're going to bring in new talent, you're going to get research. So get ready. And what you put on the internet, what you put out, your units and everything, but what's going to make you stand out? Now, here it is, one of the elements is going to make her stand out was that you that promoted her, got her page, whatever, you know, is a DJ. Usually would DJs take the time out to do that, yes or no?
You can look online and see that, at least not
right.
In Tampa. These dudes from Tampa,
okay.
I mean, they might even have an artist. And they don't set up no YouTube page. They don't do no online work because they barely even got online work for themselves or online presence for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I've always been into this. I've always been into computers. This is just what I've always done. So becoming a DJ, you know, slash promoter, it was just a compliment. It was just something that, you know, fitted
right
in.
And any DJs who are doing that now, it's just like recently or whatever happening now. You've been in for quite a while, and that isn't, you know, normally happening. That generally does not happen, you know, because DJs, what people normally think of DJs, you know, the guy or, depending on what the situation was, even the girl, come up, make the party happen, bring out all the records at the time and the LPs and the CDs and blah, 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 whatever. Now, DJ and then promoting, making sure that there are bookings, making sure that there are dates, making sure these days there are uploads, you know, on YouTube, Reverb Nation,
and all
whatever,
that's not even my
stuff.
Job.
And that's
not
all even
job.
Your job. And you
that's
do that out of kindness
job.
Of your heart, too. Right, it is. And well, you might as well say manager, too. You did
yeah,
that out of kindness of your heart to try to help her out, make her break, and through internet radio, you know, worldwide found out about her. Should she break some up? I'm just saying in my opinion, nothing against her. In my opinion, yeah, she should break you something off. Very nice.
Well, you know,
nothing against her. This is elements of tours or whether or not to tour. Because
right.
Let me tell you something. On tours, people expect to get paid.
People get, you know what I'm saying? People expect to get paid. Everybody. You know, and we had this
dude. And even before you show up. And even
yeah,
before
they
you show
get
up.
Paid to perform. You know, my artists, before they perform, they want at least half of their money or at least $500 before they even get off the bus or any trail come through your door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you janky promoters out there, like it is, you know, we'll screw an artist over, no matter what kind of name. Trick Daddy done had a habit to him. Nelly or any kind of big-name artist, guaranteed, you can ask them. In the past, they've either been screwed over or been attempted to be screwed over. You know what I'm saying? And this is why the give me half my money up front, you know what I'm saying, it is warranted now, you know? But as far as a DJ, you can't ask for your money, well, unless you're doing a gig. You know what I'm saying? But asking the artist, man, give me some money up front because I know you finna blow. That ain't finna happen. You know, that ain't finna happen. You know, even signing to some of these artists, you know what I'm saying, is kind of a waste of time because they're not putting their time in to do the same thing. If I can push your CD or just a CD period with 20 different independent artists on that nobody don't know about, and I can sell it for $2. You can't tell me that you can't turn around and sell yourself for $2, $3, maximum $5, $10. You can't tell me that because that makes no sense. I'm selling you, and I don't know you.
Right.
I'm selling everybody else on here, and I don't directly know them, but I like the music. So if I like the music, I know it's somebody else around that's going to like the music. But I can count on my finger, you know what I'm saying, the number of artists in Tampa that are actively selling units in the street, not giving their crap away, throwing it out the window, you know what I'm saying, like one artist did. He, you know, and I ain't never understood the point of that. He rents a limo. He drives down the street, and he throwing CDs out like it's the damn parade.
Wow. On the other side of that, and I'm sure you can, you know, wholeheartedly 100% say this, any DJs who do that, you're putting your reputation on the line, too. Because if you're selling mixtapes and all of that, hey, you know, that's your reputation, because the music that you're selling, you know, after using the artist or whoever made the agreements and all of that, it's like, hey, you know, this is the mixtape of the artists that I support, the artists who are under me or whatever. And you know, these days you got to come with it. Because
I show, you know, I show Goofy Bone that $2 Hollow works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When we went to Las Vegas, you know, and we got video of that. We out in the streets. He's selling one CD, and I'm selling a single with him, Red Shades, and all these other artists on it in Las Vegas, a place I ain't never even been before, and still made a couple of dollars. And he still made a couple of dollars off of his CD. That's why I love that dude. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the definition of a true artist.
And he,
you know, he don't push no booty music, no one type of music. He pushes all type of music. He don't just stay one side. He focuses on all type of music. He goes out in the street. He pushes his shit for top dollar, prices it up, pushes it for top dollar, and then sits back and says, yes, I expect to be getting some tours. Somebody should be recognizing me for the music. That's the definition of a true artist, and that's why he's on tour, going state to state, and hell yeah, I support him in any kind of way I could, any possible way, over any other artist right now, because he's the only one that's putting his time in, you know what I'm saying, and putting his grind on. If somebody want to pay you $100 to come and do three songs, and it's within, you know, 25 miles, you need to be hitting every single gig that week that's paying you the $100. But I've made this mention, you know what I'm saying, to my artists as well as a couple of other artists, you know, and they tell me, nah, I ain't going to do it for that. It, what?
Oh, now see, that they're cutting themselves out of what could be happening to them. You defeating yourself.
Defeating yourself. It is never enough times that you should be getting on that stage. You know, every single opportunity, I don't even care if it's a charitable event, you never know who's sitting in the audience. You should be willing to get on that stage.
Yeah,
if somebody's willing to give you a microphone and give you some stage time to do your thing, you should be on that stage performing. That is what you are, artist. That is what you know, put yourself in this position for.
Right.
You know,
it might not always work out, but you keep going. And I know it's almost time for them to cut it off, but just want to say love you. And, you know, I'll still try to catch the next show. And I know you got rescheduled Goofy and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And this Friday is Brain King.